Hi, thanks for joining me for episode 2 of the 7-part series on resilience. Today we are going to talk about skill number 2, which is how to develop your emotion regulation skills. And so what we'll talk about is reframing the situation that you're in, allowing negative emotions, and increasing your positive emotions. So again, I'm going to start with those two questions I asked last time. Is it possible to change the way that we react to negative circumstances? And what are the best skills to develop in order to improve resilience? So last week we talked about skill 1, which was just having a basic understanding of resilience and the benefits of it and how to put these new skills into practice. So skill number 2, develop your emotion regulation skills. We're going to talk about emotion regulation, of course, like learning to handle difficult emotions with curiosity instead of with a negative reaction. We're going to discover some key things you can do to harness the ability to keep your cool in times of chaos or confusion. So we could all definitely use that skill to kind of calm our nerves when we get in those times of crisis. So before I move on to the next segment, I just want to leave off with a quote that life doesn't get easier or more forgiving. We get stronger and more resilient. And that is by Steve Maraboli. So let's get into how to develop your emotion regulation skills. There isn't much that we have direct control over in our lives. For example, we cannot control other people, the weather, and traffic. Though it may seem difficult, we can control our reactions to the many things we have no control over. If you feel like you've got no control over your reactions and emotions, have no fear. There are specific things that you can begin doing that will improve your ability to mindfully walk through your feelings in a productive way. Having the ability to regulate emotions means responding to all levels of emotional situations in a way that helps you rather than hurts you. The development of this skill today will lead to more resilience by providing a way to feel emotions without letting them control your behavior. The inability to regulate emotions leads to insecure relationships and shame because it doesn't directly address the core emotions that you're feeling. Working on emotion regulation will help you identify emotions and react to situations in a reasonable way. It will help you address what's causing your suffering without engulfing you in negativity. So the first thing we're going to talk about is reframing the situation. There are a number of things you can do to strengthen your ability to regulate your emotions, and a great way to begin this practice is by implementing a concept called cognitive reappraisal. This involves changing your perspective on a negative situation into a positive one. It's easy to assume that the worst thing possible is going to happen. I mean, we do it all the time. We tell ourselves stories about the semantics of emails, the odd looks that we get, and what the future holds for us. It's easy to wonder what the next unfortunate thing will be. The habit of this creates unnecessary suffering and frequently leads to further negative emotions rather than good ones. It's impossible to mind read, and we cannot tell the future, so we have to keep reminding ourselves, and the way that we do that is through reframing and cognitive reappraisal. So by trying to predict the future, we just get more frustrated and it's difficult to handle. So instead, we need to take a look at the situation and objectively consider the scenarios. For example, imagine you're having dinner with your family and someone gives you a look that seems frustrated or annoyed. Immediately, your mind may start racing to the possible things that could be wrong. You play through everything you've ever said or done that could have caused this person to look at you that way. If you believe these negative things so much, you'll notice heightened negative emotions and a poor attitude. Thoughts begin to flood and your behavior may be influenced. Instead of assuming everything about what might have caused this situation, you can pause to take a step back and reframe your perspective. Rather than having the thought, "They're mad at me for no reason," you could reframe that idea and consider the thought, "They might be having an off night," or "That look was not intentional." By thinking these things differently, you'll feel your anxiety lessen and your emotions will not turn into something too powerful to keep track of. When you find that you're feeling strong emotions, you don't have to push them down and tell them not to exist. Now we're going to talk about allowing negative emotions. It's important to understand that all emotions are valid. If you tell yourself that there are emotions you're not allowed to feel, those emotions will definitely not go away. Instead, they'll make their way into the ways you speak to yourself, behave, and regulate emotions in the future. If you can practice accepting your emotions, you'll notice that it's easier to feel them. Acceptance doesn't mean that you have to be pleased with your emotions. It doesn't mean that you have to be at peace with the current situation. Accepting your emotions simply means that you're acknowledging the truth of what you feel. Rather than trying to push down your emotions, it helps if you can label them instead. When you can label what you're feeling as an emotion, you can say to yourself, "Right, now I'm feeling anger." And you'll notice a new separateness begin to form where the emotion doesn't feel so much like it's controlling you. It isn't always easy to acknowledge your emotions and not do anything in reaction to them. So one way to develop this skill is to further develop this skill is by practicing mindfulness skills. So mindfulness encourages non-judgmental awareness and will help you sit with your feelings rather than react to them. So I've got a few tips on how to practice mindfulness, and these will improve on how you improve and develop your emotion regulation skills. Number one, observe your breathing. Set a timer for 3 minutes and simply become aware of your breathing. You don't need to breathe in a certain way or force yourself to think of anything in particular. If you can spend time simply noticing your breath, you'll begin to feel calm. And when your mind wanders, just go back to noticing your breath until your 3 minutes is up. Number two, spend 10 minutes coloring. Whether or not you consider yourself creative, coloring in a coloring book is a great way to focus on one thing instead of getting swallowed up in emotions. And who doesn't like coloring? It totally brings you back to your childhood. Number three, play an instrument. Whether you want to learn an instrument or not, or you already play one, sitting down to create music is a great way to practice mindfulness. It's also helpful to write songs that help you process your emotions in creative ways. So I am not a songwriter, but I have a happy drum, and it's just like this piece of metal. It's hollow and it has these tabs kind of punched in it. And as you touch those tabs, it makes like a really cool, calm sound. I absolutely love it. And so sometimes I play with it. Sometimes it just sits in its little bag, but it's definitely soothing and calming. I think you can notice the trend here is just find one thing that is a single thread for you to focus on. So let's get back to the list. Number four, getting outside is a path to mindfulness when you do it with intention. So walk outside with the intention to simply notice, observe your surroundings, and name the things you see, hear, or smell. Number five, visualize your emotions floating by like clouds or like leaves on a slow stream. Close your eyes and imagine a beautiful place that is serene and comforting. Next, imagine an animal or an object gently passing by. Place one of your emotions on each of those things or objects and watch that emotion peacefully float onward. So mindfulness helps to teach us to be present in the moment. These skills build resilience and they enhance your quality of life. Doing these things daily helps strengthen your brain function and reminds you of good coping skills in the future. If you can't tell, this is very close to meditation, and just by doing this a few minutes a day, people have stated and declared that they've had remarkable transformations in their life, and especially when it comes to dealing with situations. So next we'll talk about positive emotions. Last but not least, we're going to talk about increasing positive emotions. Whether you're in a time of distress or a time of peacefulness, it's important to have positive experiences. Sometimes we get lost in the hustle and bustle of life and we forget to have fun on purpose. By doing things to have a good time, you're setting yourself up for success in the future. Having positive memories helps give hope when times are difficult. If you're struggling, try doing something you previously enjoyed. Give yourself permission to have a nice time, even if things feel like they're falling apart around you. You can increase positive emotions by doing things that you enjoy. You can watch your favorite stand-up comedian, go on a hike in the woods, or enjoy cooking class. If you can't think of anything you like, start by going on a walk or taking a shower and being mindful while doing so. Practicing gratitude brings about positivity, even when it's hard to stay positive. Make a gratitude list each day and see what happens in your attitude. You don't have to come up with a grand, scope of things to be grateful for. If you like the pen you write with, be grateful for that pen. If you're having a bad day and can't think of anything, practice being grateful for the oxygen, or your pet, or your favorite meal. You can change your current outlook by balancing your negative thoughts with some positive thoughts. For example, if you're thinking, "I will never understand this," you can replace that thought with, "I'm excited to keep learning." This offers a shift in perspective that will help with tolerating emotional distress. So knowing how to regulate your emotions is a powerful tool for resilience. This skill offers the ability to sit with emotions and move on from them without making impulsive decisions. When you're going through a stressful period of life, it can feel like everything is out of control. However, you can control your reactions. So the call to action today to wrap up this episode is to write out a gratitude list. Take time to think about your life and seek out things that you're grateful for in the past and the present. Set a timer for 10 minutes and write down whatever comes to you. And I'll catch you guys tomorrow or in the next episode. Thanks. Bye.